income inequality. It's especially hot this year as we head into an election, and we're in a period where we're having stronger job creation, but income inequality is only worsening. Everyone at this table, everyone in this building is very passionate about this issue. Darren, how are you addressing it?
Well, the American people are concerned about it. For the first time, more than 50% of the American people believe that inequality is a major challenge. We're addressing it by organizing all of our grant making in the U.S. and around the world, because inequality in many ways undermines our vision for a more just and fair world. And for Americans, inequality is particularly problematic because it takes us, robs from us, opportunity, aspiration. These are the pillars of our culture. The ability to get on the social mobility. A kid like me, starting in a shotgun shack in a small town in Texas, ending up as president of the Ford Foundation, that's an American story. The question is, will there be more American stories like mine and yours, David, in America's future? And if the trends around inequality continue, there won't be. And indeed, the American people, and it's not just the Trump supporters, are feeling increasingly vulnerable, increasingly insecure. And what that does is it drives wedges in our society, in our democracy. Inequality is bad for our democracy. It kills aspirations and dreams and makes us more cynical as a people.
So you have identified this. You've written a letter saying this is your number one priority at Ford Foundation. What are you going to do about it?
We're going to make big grants for big impact. We're going to work on a new initiative called Inclusive Economies, where we want to get to a conversation about what kind of capitalism do we want to have in America. A capitalism that is an economy of a hollowed-out middle class and a low-wage workforce, or capitalism that produces shared prosperity, where all Americans have an opportunity to get ahead, get a good education, and live a secure life.